Redeemer, we can, it's flu shot day. If you'd like, even if you haven't signed up before now, I understand you still can. You don't necessarily have to sign up, just show up back there and they'll be glad to stick you with a needle. So, anyway, that's following our worship service today in the health room, which is across from the old kitchen if you've never been to the health room. Our youth are away at their fall retreat at Oneonta camp. Oneonta is the name of it. It's up above Greenville. I went up with them last night and had communion service with them. And so they're able to just have fun, pack up, and come home today. So anyway, keep them in your thoughts and prayers as they travel. Also, you got in the email and you see in your bulletin the flyer about the flood buckets. And some of you have brought stuff today. Thank you so much. And again, the deadline on that is next Sunday. Somebody asked me just a few minutes ago, could they give cash? Guess what the answer is? The answer is yes. And then the question came, how do you mark it? And so if you give cash and you mark it, because, you know, we also have, you can give to disaster response or you can give to the bucket thing. How do you tell the difference? Well, if you give to disaster response, please mark it disaster response. If you give to the bucket thing, we're inviting you to mark it bucket. Okay? Just so that makes sense, and there you go. Okay. Becky, you wanted to say something? Thank you, Becky. And as you know, we are engaged in the midst of our annual stewardship campaign, and so I'll call on the stewardship committee, Preston, Connie, and Doris.
Last Sunday, we gave you the opportunity.
After that, we need to prepare for our worship. So let us prepare for worship. Rise. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, the one who fashions us, the one who heals us, the one who reforms us again and again. Let us confess our sin, calling for God's transforming power. Source of all life, we confess that we have not allowed your grace to set us free. We fear that we are not good enough. We hear your word and are freely given to us, yet we expect others to earn it. We turn the church inward rather than moving it outward. Forgive us, stir us, reform us to be a church powered by love, willing to speak for what is right, act for what is just, and seek the healing of your whole creation. Amen. God hears our cry and sends the Spirit to change us and to empower our lives in the world. Our sins are forgiven. God's love is unconditional, and we are raised up as God's people who will always be made new. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Thank you. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy.
Be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, our teacher and guide, you draw us to yourself and welcome us as beloved children. Help us to lay aside all envy and selfish ambition, that we may walk in your ways of wisdom and understanding as servants of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Well, I'm glad that you're coming in for my life, because sometimes I'm not sure. first lesson is a reading from Jeremiah. It was the Lord who made it known to me, and I knew. Then you showed me their evil deeds. But I was like a gentle lamb led to the slaughter, and I did not know it was against me that they devised schemes, saying, "Let us destroy the tree with its fruit. Let us cut him off from the land of the living, so that his name will no longer be remembered." But you, O Lord of hosts, who judge righteously, who try the heart and the mind, let me see your retribution upon them, for to you I have committed my cause. The word of the Lord. A reading from James. Who is wise and understanding among you? Show by your good life that your works are done with gentleness born of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not be boastful and false to the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from above, but is earthly, unspiritual, devilish. For where there is envy and selfish ambition, there will also be disorder and wickedness of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without a trace of partiality or hypocrisy. And a harvest of righteousness is sown in peace for those who make peace. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within you? You want something and you do not have it, so you commit murder. And you covet something and cannot obtain it, so you engage in disputes and conflicts. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask wrongly in order to spend what you get on your pleasures. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus and the disciples went on and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all, and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
O Christ. Let me see. Once there was a newly elected congressman just off the train in Washington, D.C. He was visiting the home of a ranking senator and trying to make sense of the bizarre world of the Capitol. And as they stood on the senator's porch looking out over the Potomac River, an old, deteriorating log floated by. The senator said, "Son, if you want to understand this city, take a look at that log. There are probably more than 100,000 grubs, ants, bugs, and critters on that old log as it floats down the river. And I imagine that every one of them thinks he's steering it." Well, that's probably not too far off from the way things are in Washington these days. But it's also probably not very far off from the way things are a lot closer to home as well. We see things from our perspective and how it affects us. We are concerned most with ourselves and what's good for us. We inflate our own importance and significance, just like the disciples did. It's only a part of our gospel reading for today, but it is a striking part. Jesus caught his disciples arguing about who was the greatest among them. But then he taught them that they were using the wrong criteria. Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all, he told them. Following God is not about self-aggrandizement. It's about service. Tony Campolo tells the story of Student Recognition Sunday in his home church in downtown Philadelphia. It's a mostly black church. As he says, his people moved out, they moved in, and he stayed. On Student Recognition Sunday in this church, one by one, the graduating high school seniors are introduced, and these young black men and women whose parents never had a chance to be anything much begin to tell one after another of their plans to go to college, to be doctors or engineers, and to make something of their lives. And then, Campolo says, one year when all these 40 kids had finished, my pastor got up and he said, "Children, you're going to die." He said, "You don't think you're going to die, but they're going to drop you in a hole, they're going to throw dirt in your face, and they're going to go back to the church and eat potato salad." He said, "When you were born, you were the only one who cried. Everyone else was happy. But what's more important is this: when you die, will you be the only one who's happy, and everybody else will cry?" Then he said, "It depends on what you lived for. Did you live for titles or testimonies?" Campolo says, "And then my pastor did what only my pastor can do. He went through the entire Bible in 5 minutes. He started back there in the Old Testament. He said, there was Moses and there was Pharaoh. Pharaoh was ruler of Egypt." Now that's a good title, ruler of Egypt. "But when he died, that's all he had was a title. When Moses died, he had people given testimonies. And then there was Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar was king, king, King Nebuchadnezzar. That's a good title, king. But when it was all over and the dust had cleared, that's all he had was a title. Daniel had people standing around giving testimony. And there was Elijah the prophet, and there was Jezebel the queen." Now, what woman wouldn't want to be queen? Queen Jezebel. "But when they buried her, that's all she had was the title, queen. She had the title, but Elijah had the testimonies." Campolo says, he went on and on like that, and finally he ended up with, "Pilate may have had the title, but Jesus had the testimonies." If we're following Jesus, we can't sing "How Great I Art." Rather, we sing songs of service with our lives. We live songs of compassion and care. We make melodies of love. I remember the old commercials for Greyhound bus lines. Their ads always ended, "Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us." Remember that? Today, get on the log and leave the steering to Christ. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Gracious God of life, you have given us the precious gift of time. Help us to find strength and enthusiasm in each hour and day to be centered on you and your work in the world. May we live each moment active in love and close to you. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God of support and care, you have given us the precious gift of this family of faith. We thank you that you have called us together and pray that you will lead us in building here a community of joy and compassion in each other. Open our hearts to feel your presence here among us. Open our hearts to live together in love. Lord, in your mercy, living God of presence, you have given us the precious gift of dwelling with us. In the midst of life's troubles, may we lean on your comfort. In life's busy schedule, may we find time to be still and quiet and sense you near. In the midst of every day, hold us close in your loving arms. Lord, in your mercy, saving God of love, you have given us the precious gift of grace and healing. Reach your healing and helping hand into our world. Bless all your people, O Lord, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, giver of every good and perfect gift, you have given us the precious gift of mission. Open our hearts now to imagine all that we can be as your people and fill us with zeal to make the dream come true. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Let us share God's peace.
Let us pray. God of life, you give us these gifts of the earth, these resources of our life and our labor. Take them, offered in great thanksgiving, and use them to set a table that will heal the whole creation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and light. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy are you, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in your name. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, you created a world in which all might be satisfied by your abundance. You dined with Abraham and Sarah, promising them life, and fed your people Israel with manna from heaven. You sent your Son to eat with sinners and to become food for the world. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his life given for us and his rising from the grave, we await his coming again to share with us the everlasting feast. By your Spirit, nurture and sustain us with this meal. Strengthen us to serve all in hunger and want. And by this bread and cup, make of us the body of your Son. Through him, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, both now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Holy and compassionate God, in bread and wine you give us gifts that form us to be humble and courageous. May your words come to life in our serving and in our witness, that we might speak a living voice of healing and justice to all the world. Through Jesus Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
That paper, I'm just going to, and there's food.
Yeah, that's good.